Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Thanks so much for joining us this week. Calendar turns to May. We've got a busy weekend on tap. Cinco de Mayo weekend here, which means boxing and playoffs and, of course, the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. We're going to try to touch it all here over the next 600 seconds or so, but the big focus will be the NBA playoffs. And to help us talk some hoops is reporter Andrew Greif, who covers the LA Clippers, as well as all things in the association for spots like The Ringer. I'm going to have my best bets here for Wednesday's game between the Clippers and Dallas Mavericks. And then Aaron Waterworth, trading manager at Bet365. He's going to give us the skinny on all the action at the book in the two-minute drill. So before we get going, I'm going to ask, if you got a few minutes to spare, please rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast. Whether you've been listening to us all along or you're taking us in for the first time, we appreciate that effort. We appreciate that feedback. All right, Dell, let's give us 600 seconds on the clock. The NBA playoffs keep trucking along. We've seen some teams advance to the conference semis. However, to make sense of the remaining round one games, we bring in Andrew Greif to the Sharp 600. Welcome in. Let's start with the Clippers, a team you know well, tied with the Mavs, 2-2, heading into Game 5 tonight. Kawhi Leonard's knee has kind of been the elephant in the room. He's not playing in this game. Is he done for the series, and why do the Clips look a little better when he's not on the floor?
Well, it's not promising that he's already been ruled out for Game 5 the day before. Usually they play coy. They like to, you know, obviously keep the opponent guessing. In this case, he was ruled out the entire day before. And with the tight turnaround for Game 6, that doesn't extremely bode well, I would think, for his availability for Game 6. But I think that it's always, they're going to leave that open, that option open. Why they look better without him is because of role definition. This is something that when the Clippers were in previous seasons, not really knowing if he'd play one night or another, it would frustrate teammates. It would kind of make it hard to know for maybe a six-man candidate. And tonight, am I supposed to score 10 points or am I going to be asked to score 25? So with him out ahead of time, it just gives everybody a better sense of what exactly they need to do that night. I think that's a big reason why they looked better without him.
All right. We got another big injury here, too. Boston Celtics losing their versatile center, Kristaps Porzingis. The calf strain, the dreaded calf strain. Celtics still hefty faves tonight, but this is an injury I think that's going to hurt them down the road. What are they going to be missing? Where does it hurt Boston in the long run here for the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to duplicate clearly what everyone knows about Kristaps, which is the combination of kind of the three-point threat, but also the rim protection, the size inside. So remarkably, Celtics this year, I looked it up, 21-4 when they played without Kristaps. So they've been very good. But you could also argue that playoff basketball is very different than regular season basketball. And with the general time frame of this kind of injury, it looks to be about something that could knock him out a little longer than 2 weeks if the average soleus strain time frame is calculated. That could mean he's gone for the entire second round. So that's one thing where, yes, they've survived without him, but it does change the entire DNA. And you're looking at Luke Kornet, you're looking at Al Horford to be not just one-game fill-ins, but much longer-term fill-ins.
Yeah, they lose a lot of that pick-and-roll pop, too, with him out of the lineup. Two games on Thursday. We're seeing some momentum swings here. And the Knicks, they collapse. The Sixers survive. It was just a bad, crippling loss for New York. Is this one of those not losses that hangs around, haunts this team? And do you see the series going the full seven games?
I do see it going seven because no lead seems to be safe. I think about the way Game 2 ended. Then, obviously, last night, it's kind of unbelievable to see teams lose that kind of, you know, 6-7 point leads with half a minute to go. That's something like a freak occurrence, not like once a week type thing. I would think that the Knicks are, based on the way they play this year, they're a pretty mentally tough team. You know, that's a Tibbs signature. So I would think it wouldn't hang over them. I think Jalen Brunson has done amazing things with getting this team's mindset to a place where they believe they're going to win every night. But yeah, this of course is going to hang over a team to a degree. I think they're able to shake it off, but I do think it goes seven, just because when you look at the series, the point differential is 2 points. Oof. 2 points. Yeah. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's been real tight and super physical as well too. That's like hockey playoffs out there between these two teams. And then we had the Pacers last night, a excellent opportunity to put them away, to put the Bucks away. Now they face a roster that could have Giannis back, could have Damian Lillard back in action. We saw this opening number for the next game go from 9.5 down to -7.5 for Indiana at home in Game 6. Is this move kind of based off of speculation? They say very, 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 very close. Do you see both guys playing? Do you see one playing? Or again, is this Doc Rivers maybe being a little coy with his possible roster?
Yeah, I've sat in a lot of Doc Rivers press conferences yeah. where he's been coy about injuries. So when I heard that very, very, very close quote as well, mm-hmm. I thought, I don't know how to read that. But just based on, again, the timeline of the injury, Giannis has had more time to feasibly come back from it, whereas Dame seemed to crop up more recently. I would, based on that alone, I think that I would give Giannis more of a chance to come back mm-hmm. and maybe have one guy available. But, you know, I guess it's difficult. These teams are still going to do what's right for them long term. And even if that isn't winning one first round series, you have to protect the long term investment, mm-hmm. and they will do that. But I do wonder how ready Giannis is, because he is about that, you know, 2.5-3 week mark, close to that. And I that gives me a sense that he's probably closer to coming back.
All right. Orlando and Cleveland's been a fun series, kind of playing ping pong on the home courts. 3.5 point spread for Friday's game. What do the Cavs need to do to break that trend, close out this series on the road?
It's really interesting. This game, I'm really fascinated to watch, because they had the element of surprise in the last game, where they went small mm-hmm. with only with Jared Allen out. They went with only one big. And I think that playing without them allowed them to surprise Orlando by playing much faster, mm-hmm. right? When you're expected to have this team that's bucking the small ball trend and they're going to play big, the last thing you expect them to do is push tempo, which is what they did. You know, even Franz Wagner was saying after the game that that's a completely different team you're trying to play mm-hmm. when they play like that. So they won't have that going for them anymore. You can only surprise a team once. I also wonder about Cleveland. If they want to close out this series, they have to have another game where there's 3-point shooting is better than it has been over the series average, because 35% shooting from three is what they did in the last game. And that was their best of the entire series. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for ways they close this team out, it's you have to find a way to keep Orlando guessing and also make your shots, because offense, you mentioned this too. I mean, this is the series where it's the kind of the least sexy offensive series, I would say, of the first round. You have to find a way to generate points.
Yeah, and finding that range on the road, not always an easy task as well, too. So we've got games tonight on Wednesday. We got game Thursday. We got a game on Friday. Give us your one best bet. Can either be from Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday on the NBA courts?
I would say, I mean, this is why I love playoff basketball. It's also a toss-up. I do think the best bet is going to be Boston. I mean, I think that even with Kristaps Porzingis out, mm-hmm. you still expect them to be the one that would handle the business. I give them the highest odds of handling the business the way everyone expects them to. The rest, you're sort of taking a risk into your own hands, because any game can turn from Clippers, Dallas, all the way down to Bucks, Pacers. So I think that of those, the safest bet is to say, yes, Boston will be moving on. Maybe shorthanded, but moving on nonetheless.
All right. It's a big number to cover. 14 points against Miami shorthanded. Maybe it's a bit of an overreaction to the Porzingis injury. We'll see. Lots of firepower to put up points and cover that spread. All great stuff, man. Appreciate it. That's Andrew Greif. You can follow him and his NBA insights on X at Andrew Greif. It's G-R-E-I-F. That's correct, right?
Yes, correct. You got it.
All right. Thanks so much for coming out, man. Good luck. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest, best odds with their incredible super boost. You want to check out the boost to see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. Quick NBA bet for me, Dallas Mavericks, PJ Washington to go over 10.5 points on Wednesday night against the Clips. Now he's taking on a Clippers defense without Kawhi Leonard out there, and that makes the Clips a little bit smaller, a little more susceptible to the versatile forward. That is PJ Washington. Now his scoring prop is at 10.5. This is the lowest point total for him in this series. It was at 11.5 in each of the previous games. However, his minutes are going to continue to be up there. He played 41 minutes last time out. It's due to his defense. He's going to get opportunities, and his point projections are pretty bullish tonight. Out of all the models that are consulted, all called for at least 12 points. They had a ceiling of 14 points over 36 minutes. My number comes out to 13.4, which is more than enough to get them over 10.5 points for the Mavs tonight. 2 minute drill time with the guy, Aaron Waterworth, trading manager for Bet365. NBA playoffs continue. Give us the latest update on the NBA title odds as we head into Wednesday's action.
You got it. How you doing, Jason? Thanks for having me as always. You know, NBA playoffs marching on, as you say. Boston and Denver are still at the top there. Boston +120, but that loss of Porzingis means they would be shorter. Denver's seeing a lot of that offset, so they're now +$2. You still got, obviously, Oklahoma City and Minnesota, very popular, +$9. Philly getting some love at +$40. People think they're back alive in that series and might take it out.
Yeah, that was a bad loss by the Knicks, of course. Stanley Cup
more
playoffs.
More injuries, too. More injuries.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Stanley Cup playoffs, too. Already some teams punching their ticket to the next round. Okay. How have the NHL futures changed since the start of the postseason?
I mean, you got Carolina and Edmonton obviously solidified at the top of the market now, both +$4. Colorado, very popular, eliminating the Jets last night, now down to +550. And the Leafs and Predators keeping them alive, 40 and 50 to 1, respectively. Leafs still getting love, too.
Yeah, Leafs are always going to get that blind love, especially up here, man.
The most dedicated fan base, I'll say that.
Kentucky Derby goes Saturday. Who are the front runners come race day? And then in terms of horse racing events in North America, is this the biggest one? And what does it compare of in terms of like sports events?
Yeah, but you got Fierceness in Sierra Leone going to be at the top there. I think Sierra Leone probably goes out favorite for this race. In terms of horse racing, easily the biggest one in North America. There are some bigger international ones, but easily the biggest one in North America. Comparable to maybe like a sort of opening series, MLB playoff, small market kind of thing. But as for horse racing, nothing else touches it in North America.
All right, wouldn't be Cinco de Mayo weekend without a big boxing bout. We got Canelo versus Munoz, super middleweight titles on the line. Give us an update on these odds. What are the savvy boxing bets coming in on?
I mean, the legend that is Canelo Alvarez. Goes, yeah. I mean, Munguia, a very game fighter, quietly 43-0, if that's possible. But he's gone from +450 down to +375. Those who like Canelo like him to take it out in the round. So KO, TKO, DQ at +187 we are now on that. The savvy money likes it to go the distance, now -$2 from -175.
All right. And I know the horn's long gone here, but let's get your best bet. It can be a Wednesday, can be a Thursday, can be a Friday, can be a Cinco de Mayo weekend bet. What do you like?
This kind of weekend reminds me of watching sports and learning sports and betting it with my old man when I was a kid. So
that's good stuff.
I'm going to go with the Cinco de Mayo fight and take Canelo. Score a knockdown, +137. Just to score a knockdown, that could be a standing eight as well. So I'm going to take that, +137.
All right, I'm going to have to take that one too. +137 sounds pretty good to me for the Cinco de Mayo weekend. All right, that's a wrap on this episode of the Sharp 600 podcast. Big thanks to Andrew. Big thanks to Aaron. Big thanks to Dell behind the scenes. And of course, thank you for tuning in. Quick reminder, please rate and review the podcast on whatever platform you use to take us in. We appreciate that. Have a safe and happy Cinco de Mayo and good luck with your bets. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You want to keep an eye out for the biggest, best odds with their incredible super boost. You want to check out the boost to see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.